isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair. Where are the clouds? Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps staring around and one who can't move. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't.
Okay.
You love a farce. It's my fault, I fear.
Hey, Griffin, can I tell you something?
Yeah, sure.
I thought
here's what's weird. I was going to do a musical number, too.
Sorry, my dear.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was this, though. It makes it. There's a,
where are the clowns?
There's a logic to it.
Yeah, but it's also like really long.
Send in the clowns.
And honestly, in the circles we move in, Travis, it's not out of the question that we would meet Stephen Sondheim one day.
Yeah, yeah. They are here.
I'll be like pissed off.
Do you think this song has been used at a funeral before? It feels like a weird thing to say at a funeral. Like the clowns are already here.
Sure.
Like,
did you just fast forward in the middle of our eulogy song?
Isn't it rich?
Is like the corpse one of the clowns?
Isn't
is that what he's
it
saying?
Queer?
Let him. You have to let him finish.
Okay.
Losing my timing this late in my career.
I mean, his suit
is
wonderful.
Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns.
Well,
where?
Maybe.
Oh?
Next year.
Oh. Well, you got me so excited for clowns.
I mean, it's always next year with the song.
Yeah.
Like, and here they are. Enjoy. All right.
Now, this is never a note I've given someone after a funeral, Justin. Kind of milking it. Kind of milking
it. Making a real meal out of it.
Good note. Good note. Thank you. And welcome, everyone, to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era, episode 420, Funeral for a Fiend. My name is Justin McElroy, and I'm your oldest brother.
I'm Travis Big Dog Wolf Wolf McElroy, and just quick note, it says friend there, Justin, if you don't flip.
My mistake. That's my mistake.
I'm looking at this is Griffin. I'm looking now at the website, and I'm reading some things that people have written about, let's just say, current events that aren't in the best taste. And so I'm over here like, let me dunk on them like a brave internet warrior. And I go to click the answer button. Let me do it again and again. Yeah, it's grayed out because that function is no longer available to us as of today, April the 20th, the funny weed day. But there's nothing funny today because I can't answer on Yahoo Answers. So what is it now? Is it just Yahoo Readems? Yeah.
Nobody can smoke any of their weed today because it's all soaked with tears. And it won't light.
A lot of people have wanted us to do this episode for a long time, and we've told them there's nothing very funny about weed.
This This website does suck, though. I just logged on to it with Griffin's prompting.
I was about to get pretty maudlin,
and then I just logged on to the front page. Yeah. It's a bad website that will not be
missed. I've never gone to Yahoo Answers in all this time.
Don't start now, baby.
No,
maybe check it out in like 2011.
But if I don't start now, Justin, when would I start? Okay, let's see. Yeah. Answers.yahoo.com. Read-only mode.
You don't want to. This is not an endorsement.
I would.
It's not a great time. Yeah. It's a lot of people who are like, let me get all up on and be the last one to turn the light out and say the worst shit so that it'll be sort of the epitaph. This episode's the epitaph for Yahoo Answers.
Yeah.
We've done the media.
We've been doing media about it. I wrote a piece for Esquire about it. I went on ABC News Radio. Yes, Charles did ABC News Radio. There was a New York Times piece that talked to me about it.
I wrote a feature for Le Monde, but you probably didn't read that because it was French.
Do you read Le Monde?
And this 15-year-old website's dead. And I've been in a genuine stupor since the news hit. My son was born, and then a day later, my website died.
Oh, so I see what you're saying, Griffin. He's the reincarnation of Yahoo Answers.
If it had been flipped one day, it would have been so, like, the soul would have left Yahoo Answers and inhabited the sun, but that's not possible.
Justin, everyone knows that babies don't get souls until their second day. Come on, dude.
Yeah, that's true. That's fine.
Oh, boy. So we're just, I guess, we're just free-forming it. It's a tragic thing for us because the content will be more difficult to produce categorically. This was half the show on a good day, half the show.
Yeah,
and some might say the good half
of it. No, we'll find a way to patch this quilt together.
I want to say, let's take it all the way back.
Okay,
to the beginning of this relationship, because when we started My Brother, My Brother and Me, it was April of 2010. So it's been 11 years, almost exactly. We didn't even note that particular anniversary. Such a wild time it's been. It was April 2010, and I had hosted the Joystick podcast before this, and we had a nice following of great people from that, but we were worried it wouldn't be enough to have a consistent base of questions for our advice show that we had cooked up. So I think it was Griffin hit on the idea of including answering questions from Yahoo Answers to give advice to those people. And it has been pretty much a consistent split between Yahoo and our listeners since the beginning, since the jump. It has been there with us through different hosts. It's been there with us through different music. It's been there with us through different cities that we've lived in, through live shows and at-home recordings.
Through all three Travises.
Yeah, all the Travises.
Yeah. They keep dying.
What are you going to do, you know?
Well, to stop the lifestyle that you're... I did just want to say, I was reading the wiki page for Yahoo Answers, which date of birth, June 28th, 2005. And it's in so many different languages. I didn't even know that. And it says dissolved 4 May 2021 in 13 days' time, it says. So now Wikipedia has a death clock. But the thing that really hit me is down under in popular media. It says the comedy advice podcast, My Brother and Me, features a recurring segment in which co-host Griffin McRoy selects and reads a particularly humorous or outrageous question from Yahoo Answers. The hosts then discuss and attempt to answer the question to comedic effect. First of all, thank you, Wikipedia. Second of all, there's a link here. And you know how it has like the numeric references at the bottom of the page of the Wikipedia article? The sentence here, we have the 69th reference link here, and it's just and is there a sign like God's real and he's here in Yahoo Answers and this Wikipedia page, I guess is all I'm trying to say.
Can I just say that I think that even beyond content, I think we owe a certain life debt to Yahoo Answers for unlocking within the three of us our shared love of both ghosts and horses.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I feel like we never would have come to that
yeah, sure.
if it weren't for Yahoo Answers.
So we're trying to find a way to fill in this hole in our heart, which is bad to have in your heart. Like, I've talked to doctors about it because I felt like a literal hole has been punched in my heart by the evil corporate guys at Yahoo or whatever sort of corporate company owns Yahoo at this point. I haven't followed it very closely.
It was pretty mean of them to make this decision just to hurt you, Griffin. I'm sorry about that. I don't know why they...
And really robbed me of all the joy of my new baby. But that's something I'm working... That's my cross to bear, right? They probably didn't know that.
Do you regret naming your baby Yahoo Junior now?
I regret naming him Yahoo Answers Forever Jokes.
Yeah.
And because it wasn't true, we got 15 years.
I got a Yahoo. I got a Yahoo for
what?
Do you?
Yeah, I've always wanted to try it. And
Sure.
I always wanted to try one.
Yeah, explore.
And this is like not going to be my last chance. Yahoo Answers is shutting down today as we're recording this, 4:20. Not shutting down, It's no longer accepting new.
Read only.
Yes. I do not understand the period where you're like, I just need a while to soak it in before you pull the plug.
Yeah. Reading's one of my top two favorite things to do on Yahoo Answers.
But this was posted 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what's going on with legendary actor Danny Glover? I haven't heard anything about him in a while. I'm getting kind of worried.
Yeah, I don't know, Yahoo. And you know what sucks? You know what sucks, guys?
What?
I'll fucking never know.
Yeah. You'll never
where
know.
Where am I supposed to get that from?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The first answer is there are no legends that I'm aware of that make mention of Danny Glover.
Well, bullshit. Yeah,
that's simple.
It's not true. Second answer, Google his name. And while you're at it, Google Mel Gibson too. Haven't heard anything about him for a while.
That's actually fine.
We're okay with that.
Yeah. And then lastly, from question mark, he is still filming movies.
Okay. Okay. All right. But see, that's what I'm saying.
Question. That's what we're going to lose out on.
Right.
No more of this?
Question mark, like Indiana Jones reached in under the closing door and saw the hat of truth there and was like, he's still in movies. He grabbed it and then it slammed behind him. And there's no more. Where are we supposed to get answers from? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you get it from Google, it's like
it's cold and heartless.
It's a robot giving it to you.
A robot, not only a robot looks at some of the different answers and then picks the best,
picks
most
the
relevant
one. It
one.
Likes best. Thanks, robot. Yeah.
No, thank you.
If I wanted actual information, I'd go to the fucking library.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
exactly. Pull out the Encyclopedia Britannica.
I want the human connection that Yahoo... I felt closer to the Yahoo Answers user than I do to my own children.
Yeah. I met my wife on Yahoo Answers.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I've been staring. Griffin asked, who am I going to marry? And Yahoo said, Rachel.
I've looked at this website for many years. And I'm just now kind of looking at it. And we have some Yahoo warriors that have been in, like, knee-deep in here.
Yeah, sure.
And I, seeing the content on this website, I am at this point having like a bad feeling that we should not have let people do that. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
we shouldn't have,
yeah.
We shouldn't have let people spend that much time down in the mines, as it were.
But now that, because now, I mean, first of all, they did a tremendous service, and my Yahoo warriors are very precious to me, precious people. But also, they are broken now. And they're walking out of the, like, so many Chilean miners coming out of the shaft. Only they've been down there for 11 years, and they don't know how to live a normal life anymore.
They're going
to
be the people in the Western who are like, people don't sling guns anymore. I don't know what to do with myself. I guess I'll buy 8 cows and live a quiet life. And they're like, we got one more Yahoo answer that he's taking care of.
No, but
they'll miss. That's the thing. The problem is what has happened to our Yahoo Answers warriors now is that they are so hurt, let's be honest, by their service. And yet, when the website is gone, they'll still be chasing that high.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about. Where are they going to turn to now? Cora or like fucking
people keep saying
how?
Cora. Like, I want to let me everybody listen to this. Everybody listen with your listening ears right now. Hey guys, here I've got a Cora here. That's fucking nothing.
It's nothing.
No.
It's nothing. Nothing. And there's probably some good stuff on there. We just have to find a new name for the segment. But it's not, that's not a replacement, and it kind of is insulting that you would say that, Travis.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying.
It sucks that you
said saying I'm worried that that's where they'll turn.
Yeah.
To get their
high. Yeah.
Yeah.
To get their there's trolleys. Also some other problems with Cora, which I've never visited, but am now. There's ads on it. What? You guys are trying to make money? Where's the purity?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yahoo Answers was so smart in that they never made any money off of it at all.
Never monetized.
Exactly. Yeah. So like when somebody asks a question like how are NBA ratings since having gone woke, like I know that business and corporation it won't weigh, like it won't put its finger on the scale. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I do have a concept for how we can keep the torches of Gondor lit just a little bit longer. And it's not a forever solution for this. That will only happen when we've raised the capital to buy the Yahoo Answers service. I don't think they're going to give it to us piecemeal, so we will need to also raise the capital to buy Yahoo, which is not out of the question. But I have a little temporary solve for this. And I'm curious what you hear about. There is a trove of good Yahoos that we have not discussed. In fact, there's over 500 of them.
Wow.
And it's a segment. I don't have a name for the segment yet. It's maybe it's like coming out of the slow cooker, pop them out the crock pot. Because we've had, for some of these bad boys, 11 years to ruminate on them.
Are these now what is the source of these, Griffin?
I'm saying
we
return to, as we've promised, the final Yahoo Answers.
Oh my God. Are you
So these are the final Yahoo Answers.
Oh shit. Maybe that's it. The final, and when these are done, we can do that. We are now at the halfway point of my brother and me. Because once we've run out of Yahoos in the past, then that's it. But if we do one an ep, and we just go back and we check back in,
we're at like 556 right now.
Yeah,
that's roughly 555 Yahoo Answers. I think we've missed one or two.
Yeah,
And I guess there's probably 100 or so on there that we wouldn't feel great about revisiting at this point in our lives and careers.
But can we demo this? Can we sample this? Because I've pulled a few.
Sure.
I've pulled a few here, and I don't know if
how far back you gone?
Yeah, are you on sequential?
This demo, for right now, I got the box in demo mode.
Okay.
And because I pulled up like 20 from the whole span.
So we'll only hear like the first 30 seconds?
Right. But
it'll be like a Yahoo, Yahoo, Yahoo,
mm-hmm,
Yahoo.
Exactly.
An audio word mark.
Just to sample it, right? Here's one. And this is from episode, let's see, episode 55. Spaghetti again. Yeah, the final Yahoo on that one. I'm bored. What do you do for fun? It is raining out also, and I am an old man. I feel like we can have fun. Like, do you know what I mean?
Still good.
We got that laugh. That laugh we just got of what a funny thing. We got that. I don't want
to
milk that.
We didn't
that
have the
again.
Courage at that point to say, like, well, hold on, let's answer.
Well, hold on. What does this old man do on a rainy day? To have fun. And not just what does he do, because he can't do something sort of challenging or sort of artistically rewarding that's not particularly fun. Like he wants to have fun on a rainy day.
He could rewatch The Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good. I mean, this question was asked in 2011, so well before The Mandalorian came out. Now we have the wisdom to say, "Hey, old man, Disney Plus is here, and it's got all the great content that you crave, like The Falcon and the Winter Man, and it's got Mandalorian, and it's got Yoda's kids."
Well, maybe. Oh, this is an aspect we've never dealt with before. It's the time travel of Yahoo Answers. Perhaps he was so bored he went on to write The Mandalorian.
Oh, that's great. And
he created The Mandalorian. Yeah, you don't know.
You know what I just did with my kids?
Huh?
We got some markers and paper and drew all over some sheets of paper. And then I folded them into airplanes and it made some real fun designs.
That's cool.
That's a cool thing that he could do with your kids.
And that's another thing that we can come back to is like
So what I'm saying is watch my kids.
Right.
Yeah, watch my kids, old man.
But we also now we're dads of six together.
Oh, God.
Together we have together we have fucking six of them, y'all. And so we know a lot now that we didn't know back in episode 129 when we close things out with, is it bad to give my 6-month-year-old baby a little French onion dip?
I tell you now, no. If that kid will eat it, it's great.
6 months, yeah. I think that's probably fine. Don't give it to him on a Fritos scoop.
No.
Because baby...
And it's just a little bit.
Don't... Okay. You could probably get away with giving it to him on like a regular Frito. But a Frito scoop is far too robust.
Too crunch.
Too firm a crunch for those gumless
I think
guys.
If you soaked the Frito scoop for about 3 seconds, not much. You don't want it to be soggy or you're not going to get the dip. You know
right.
What I mean?
You want the baby to have a good time.
Right.
He eats the Frito scoop that is just chock-a-block
full. It's a fucking Super Bowl party.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't want to use up too many of these because it is now a finite resource. But I did want to mention one. I got a big kick out of this when I was returning to these to like reference some for this media stuff we've been doing. I found a few that are in an interesting subgenre of we were the dummies.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's a fun one. Here's one that I discovered that I enjoyed. Can you get a tattoo while breastfeeding?
Oh.
Which at we the just time, which is we January 28th, 2013, we thought, boy, that is a crack up. Now us fathers of six think, oh, you mean, is it safe to get a tattoo during the period that you're still breastfeeding your child?
Oh, that's
right. Yeah. Yeah.
But we would have taken it then as concurrently.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
While she's actively breastfeeding. That, by the way, probably, yes.
Probably it's safe still to do right.
Basically everything while you breastfeed, except, you know, high-speed stunts.
Well, it depends on where you're getting the tattoo.
Well, that's...
Like, you wouldn't want to get a nipple tattoo while the baby's right there.
Here's what I would say to you, Travis, is don't get a tattoo anywhere you wouldn't breastfeed. That is what I would say there.
No, I'm talking about fit, like, on your body, Jamie, and not, like, where you're going to. I'm saying keep the needle nowhere near the baby, and you could be actively breastfeeding and getting a tattoo at the same time.
I don't think that a person who's sort of invested in their own happiness is going to get a nipple tattoo during the period that they are breastfeeding their child. That doesn't seem like a recipe for happiness.
I'm not going to tell people what to do with their bodies. Maybe that's their thing.
I mean, you're right. Some of the very first final Yahoo I did was, can birds get allergies? And like...
Can they?
Maybe. I don't know. That's not as ridiculous as...
No, it's
like,
still a funny idea to me.
Yeah, okay. It is kind of funny because it's like, what are you going to do about it? You know what I mean?
A lot of Illuminati...
sneezing.
A lot of Illuminati-based ones.
A lot of Illuminati. What's fun is that you could pick any like one thing out of this list and do like a search on the page.
Yeah.
And find like 3 about spaghetti, 3 about Kenny Rogers, 4 or 5 about Dakota Fanning. Like,
right.
There's plenty.
Oh, yeah, there is a couple about Kenny Rogers, huh?
Yeah. Chris Gaines, for sure.
For sure is going to be in there. Yeah. Sorry. There's also some of them that we can't really circle back to because they don't provide much of a launch pad for healthy conversation. Like, for instance, episode 336, you are all asshole. That's all that one is. And I don't know that we can turn that into a full, a good 5 minutes of content.
Unless the rest of that was, I will now destroy the website in a few years.
Goodbye.
I feel like that's the kind of thing, though, now we're a little bit more mature and we've dealt with some stuff. We could maybe reach out to that person and just see how it's going. Maybe change the direction of the show, make it about mending some fences.
Yeah, it's a good... No, I don't ever want to talk to anybody who's unironically used this website
before.
No,
that's fair. That's fair. Especially if they call me an asshole.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
It's true.
It hurt my feelings.
Is that going to be our... I mean, is that our answer to this? Like, because we're
going
to have to, like...
It's an answer. We're going to have to have more
like
answers.
It feels like stalling.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need to bring back Riddle Me Piss and Play Along at Home and Sad Libs and stuff to fill the gaps. You know what I mean? They were on hiatus for about a week and a half, and I think it's time to bring them back, you know? Maybe even more. Maybe like 2 Sad Libs an episode or something, just to fill the time. Griffin, you might have to come up with bits. And I know that that's scary and hard, and I trust me, I know most of them are going to be clunkers at first, Griffin, but eventually you might find something like Work of Fart that really works.
Yeah.
And everybody loves.
Oh, man, people love Work of Fart so bad.
Yeah, so you might need to start generating something like Celebrity Wine, Why Not, like Justin has. You know, something like that. But on your own, right now, Griffin, just like spitball, like what's a bit that you could do, you know, fill in that would be as good as Yahoo Answers as far as generating content for the show?
Yeah, I could do one about how two guys' songs sound the same. I could do one about Big Burgers.
Yeah.
I could do one is where it's like quizzes for our friends. And
yeah, like quizzes that. For That's our good... friends is a good jumping off point.
I could do one where I do a trick, visually a trick that.
Like magic or stunt?
It could be either one, as long as it's cool to see.
Or both.
Well, what I would do is I would post a video alongside of each episode of me doing a trick.
Oh, okay.
But we would talk.
Can you imagine if Tony Hawk like ramped like a sick jump and while he was in the air pulled something out of a hat?
That'd be good.
That'd be fucking cool.
And that's a great idea for a segment, Travis. I could just say like a cool thing that would have happened. Like it would be cool.
Yeah, just call it picture this.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if Space Jam 2 came out tomorrow? Like, that could be the segment of just, like, wouldn't it be great if...
Well, that's not a... I can't picture that, though, Griffin. What would that look like? You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just a concept.
I think... And let's just have this discussion. I know which way it's going to go, but should we cancel My Brother, and Me? Should we put it? Oh. Should we put it? Because here's the thing.
There's something very, very,
very...
very, very scrumptious about Yahoo Answers ending, and we do episode 420, and it's the end of My Brother, Me. And folks, the way the last couple months have gone, I am afraid to have the conversation because you know how we love to do things for the lulz
right.
that turn into doing it for the serious.
That is not incorrect.
That turn into big loss of revenue for the McElroy family. And
yeah.
Hominem. They're ad hoc.
Also,
writ large.
Anyone who knows me will tell you that it takes very little convincing for me to not work.
Right.
Like the, yeah.
I don't need a lot. Like, if someone's like, I don't know how, if and I'm like, oh, we don't have to.
People think that podcasting for a living is the easiest thing in the world. And there's one thing easier than podcasting. It's not podcasting.
Yeah. And listen. I love the image.
I'm listening. Brother, I'm on pins and needles.
All right.
Over here, I'm dialed in.
The scene is this. They are lowering Yahoo Answers' casket into the ground, starting, I guess, today and ending on May 4th. It's a slow lowering.
We are
beating our breast. We are grief-stricken, and we throw ourselves into the open grave on top of the casket, and we yell, bury us, too. Bury us alongside it.
We are the favored cats and possessions of the pharaoh that is Yahoo Answers.
Bury me with my funny, which is what I call Yahoo Answers. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I just had a baby, and I rely on this show to support my family. But there's something that makes kind of a lot of sense about this.
Yeah, this is feeling
it's
more right
symmetry.
The more we... I mean, let's say this.
Okay.
At the very least, I think we got to end this episode on a cliffhanger because we have not had a season finale cliffhanger for
that
so long.
Yeah.
I feel like we're due one where it's like a cliffhanger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we got 2 weeks before the site absolutely goes away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
I'm trying to get an Empire... Records thing. Is that what's that movie? Is that what the movie's called? The one with Renee Zellweger? Yeah, and they have to do a rock concert to save Empire Records at the end. I've tried to get going. I mean, I'm not really on Soshi, so I've just been kind of just trying to mentally project it out there like The Secret, that I want there to be a Let's Save Yahoo Answers thing out in the internet, and whether it's a big music festival, that would be irresponsible to do right now, but you know what I'm saying. And nobody's sure. gotten excited about that. But if we chain ourselves to this heavy drowning weight of Yahoo Answers and say, we'll die too. Now will you save it? Please? I think that maybe that
I like this.
That would get some groundswell going.
I am prepared to chain myself to Yahoo Answers.
I am worried about putting out the one.
Kind of thought you guys would go along with me a little bit on that one.
My worry. I'm starting to second guess again because
I'm already Why did you wait until after I chained myself?
Take these keys. I am a little worried about putting out into the universe that like it's a season finale cliffhanger, you know, because we may not get across the board the response we're hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a risk, isn't it?
That is the risk.
might be some folks that go, well, okay, guess but, it's time.
No, just check this out. I chain myself to Yahoo Answers, but not so that I will be dragged down to hell, where Yahoo Answers is definitely going to go.
No question.
Rather, to keep Yahoo Answers moored to my mighty dock. And I won't let it go. And I don't know what that means.
Oh, so you've chained Yahoo to you.
Right. And I'm not going fucking anywhere. So I guess I don't know what that means. Shit. I had just started to go towards acceptance, but now I am trending right back towards denial. And that feels right to me because I feel happier.
What's the biggest flash drive you have, Griffin? Can you download?
I got one right here. This is
Just download Yahoo Answers onto it.
I got an SD card here with 32. That's probably.
Oh, I think that'll do it.
Well, it's just words, right?
That is the fun thing about this. I wanted to mention about Yahoo Answers, which is will be shut down for good on May 4th.
What?
Yeah, I know. Here's what's something wild to think about: is this site is just text. I mean, it's just text, and it probably is like 1/1 billionth of the storage capacity required to keep like YouTube running, right? It's just the tiniest little bit of data in the grand scheme of things. And Yahoo Answers like, yeah, we just can't afford to. Is it that Yahoo, or maybe would you kind of be happier brand-wise from a holistic brand perspective if people didn't like every time you mentioned Yahoo, people were like, oh, you mean the garbage. Yeah. No, it's the not dookie? That anymore. It's good now. Now it's good because we got rid of that one thing.
I don't want to belabor this remembrance because if we remember too hard, we'll remember the bad times too. Mm. And I'm not about that right now.
That's what the Bible says.
That's what the Bible says to do or not to do. I just want to say I love you, Yahoo, and thank you for everything you've done for me and my career and this show. Yeah. You were a bad website that was propagated by bad people whose terrible work was sifted through by some of the finest people who's ever lived in the world. And we may replace the time slot for you on this show. We will have to, or else the show will become shorter, and our advertisers will have a word to say with us about that. But you will not be replaced in our hearts and our souls.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Yahoo Answers, and I'm pretty sorry to see you go. You were a really great generator of material, even though a lot of people, man, it was almost as bad as the Haunted Doll thing for a while. People loved to chomp that flavor. Now, the flavor had been out there before us. We didn't invent or discover Yahoo Answers. That would have fit in our cap. That would have been.
Exactly.
But I am going to miss it. I feel like it's an essential part of the DNA of this program, and I feel like it's a new day dawning, but it's a period of renewal. That's what we can hope for. Maybe something about crypto could take us.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's some sort great. Of cool crypto update.
That could be cool. We can tell people Yahoo what to.
Boy, oh, the pipes are calling.
I think this is what Travis wanted to open up the show with. Yeah. And he just wanted to make sure that we didn't get to the.
And down the mountainside.
Let's just let him go. This is appropriate.
And we'll fade it out. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back with a regular episode. If you can even call any of our episodes from now on. Trav, can you turn it down just a little bit? If you can even call any of our episodes from now on regular.
Yeah. Thanks to me and Travis for our theme music. And thanks to you for listening. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again soon. It'll be a different us. Maybe a little bit more world weary, but we'll be back.
Definitely sadder.
Definitely sadder.
And white with snow. Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow.
Trav, can you fade yourself out? Oh, I would love to hear you do that sort of organically.
Oh, Yahoo boy, I'll